This polar vortex with its historically cold temperatures presents danger to people and danger to animals. There are animal control officers and outreach volunteers out in this weather trying to help both owned and feral animals. Marie Sklad is president of Animal Care Network in Pontiac. It's a rescue group that tries to help dogs chained up outside of people's homes. Marie, what have the past few days been like for you in preparing for this Arctic air?
Well, Cindy, the last several days have been very, very stressful time of year for the animal rescue community, as well as animal control officers and municipalities covering animal control.
How did you prepare?
We, as we've been hearing about this polar vortex coming, many, many outreach volunteers have been trying to connect with owners to offer them resources such as crates and dog houses, and really trying to communicate to all owners to bring the animals indoors.
Just remind us again, Marie, the risks for animals that are outdoors, both feral and owned.
Well, as they're reporting in many cities, minus 40 below wind chill factors, you know, animals just cannot survive. Even if they have good weight, a good source of water and food, you know, the water freezes quite quickly, as well as a doghouse, they just are not prepared, especially for the breeds, many breeds that are chained up outdoors, pit bulls, Rottweilers, you know, even the shepherd mixes cannot take this extreme cold, especially with no provisions.
So as you go around today, what are you seeing? Are people still leaving dogs outside?
Sadly, people are still leaving dogs outside. You know, some folks do believe that it is an animal and it does have fur and it will be fine. That is not the case. And that they may not realize what they're doing to their animal. A part of our outreach is educating. And thankfully, in our service areas, we have been very diligent with owners to bring the animals in.
So what, give me a sense when you see a dog, let's say you see a Rottweiler chained out in the backyard. What do you do? What do you do next?
Our first approach would be to knock at the door to communicate with an owner. We are sensitive to the fact that we want to educate and not be aggressive. Aggression, you know, will bring owners that may shut down. So that we give the owner every opportunity to take us up on the resources that we offer. Should they not do so, or we not able to connect with an owner, we immediately reach out to animal control. That's our next line of defense.
And I guess that leads to the question, do private citizens, if I'm on a walk or I'm walking somewhere and I see a dog in someone's yard that seems to be in distress, have I got any legal right to take that dog?
You do not, as a citizen, do not have a legal right to do so. The challenge is, for those of us that care about these animals, you know, we believe it is our responsibility, as it is, to do something on behalf of the animal. If you call animal control, it is their responsibility, legal responsibility, to follow up on that report.
Marie, what can people do for feral animals who are just too skittish to be brought inside?
Okay, so let's start with the feral cats. You know, many cities consider them nuisance animals. So there are many, many, they call it TNR, trap, neuter, and return organizations that will trap animals in your area, will sterilize them, and then return them. Now, at this point, and I did see a lot of cats running feral in Pontiac on Sunday when I was doing my outreach team. And, you know, they're struggling. They're struggling to stay alive. Those that don't have a consistent source of food or water are looking for places to hide. I would like to also mention that if you park your vehicle outside and you're driving to and from to work each day, your vehicle may be considered a source of warmth. Please pound on the hood of your car in case there are any animals that have decided to use your vehicle as a source of warmth.
Oh, good point. That could be a squirrel. That could be a cat. But bottom line, for pet owners, don't assume that fur is going to protect your pet.
That is correct. Bring them in.
Marie Sklad, head of the Animal Care Network in Pontiac. It's the outreach arm of the Michigan Animal Adoption Network. Marie, thanks so much.
Thank you.